This is a climb down by President Ramaphosa, who earlier had been so bold as to say South Africa would not be bullied. But what he is actually coming to terms with is that the Trump administration is very serious. When it takes a position, it takes a position. And also, I think some people have told him that South Africa cannot pretend to be a country that is very powerful. It needs the United States in as much as it needs other countries. But most importantly, it is also because people here are concerned that the African growth and opportunity dispensation might come to an end and might be threatened with non-renewal. And so the South African economy that depends on the exports that are duty-free in the U.S. might be affected adversely.
Do you think President Ramaphosa is considering or looking forward to a visit to Washington? Because he says that we will continue to engage the U.S. and other stakeholders.
Yeah, after what happened to Zelensky, I don't think President Ramaphosa would want to visit the United States. And I don't think he'd be very comfortable with the type of publicity or engagement that may involve a lot of journalists. President Ramaphosa is a person who reads the script. He is unable to speak off the cuff. He has to have something written for him. So if he were to find himself in the same position as Zelensky, he'll not only embarrass himself, but he'll embarrass South Africa. So I don't think that is the type of engagement that he would like to have. He would rather leave that to the Minister of International Relations and Corporations or the embassies to deal with some of these issues.
In the meantime, AGOA is supposed to expire September this year. How important is this program for South Africa?
It's very important program. Let me put it this way. Any program that makes a trade between South Africa and the United States possible is very important for South Africa as an exporting nation, but also to deal with issues of trade deficit. And what AGOA does is to make it possible for some of our products not to be exposed to the tariffs that will make the whole product or the manufacturing of the products almost financially unsustainable or not profitable. So AGOA plays that particular role. But I think most importantly, it is really about ensuring that there are bilateral trade relations between the two countries.